Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Tessa Randello. Border motorists are being told to shop around once the fuel excise comes to an end on Thursday and to dob in any servos who jack up the prices straight away. Today, the average price of unleaded in Albury is $1.70, and the Victorian Council of Social Services says prices shouldn't jump for a few weeks. The CEO, Emma King, says fuel operators have been stockpiling fuel at a cheaper price, and that should be passed on to customers.
Fuel companies have stockpiled a lot of petrol at the discount rate, so the sting shouldn't hit motorists for a few weeks, but obviously it will come. And if fuel goes up straight away, really, your petrol company is gouging you.
It's up to the Supreme Court jury now in the murder trial of William Chaplin back in 2010. His body was found at a property in Gerrodgery 10 years after he was declared missing. Paul Anthony Watson is facing charges for the alleged killing. Victoria has been told to expect a drenching in the coming days. The Weather Bureau's Miriam Bradbury says there are several flood warnings for northern and eastern parts of the state.
Severe thunderstorms may produce damaging wind gusts, locally heavy rain that may lead to flash flooding, and large hailstones.
There are minor flood watches in place for the Ovens River near Myrtleford, the Murray downstream of Tokenwall, and Kiwa River at Mount Beauty. Keep up to date on the Vic Emergency app. And a new childcare plan near Albury TAFE has been refused by council after being recommended by the planning staff. It was voted down 7-1 on the grounds it was inconsistent with New South Wales planning guidelines. 120 people also signed a petition opposing the childcare, worried about noise and traffic in the area. It was the Goulburn Murray and North East Border in all three finals for the V-Line Cup in Shepparton this week. GM were victors in both of the Division 1 and 2 comps, with the Border taking out the girls' title. Seven teams signed up for the best of the under-15s football, with players from Gippsland to Bendigo.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.